Hi there, I'm Dr. Trevor Cates. Welcome to the Spa Doctor Podcast. Today we're talking about mitochondria and your health. My guest today is Dr. Suzanne Bennett. Dr. Suzanne has over 27 years of clinical experience in the fields of allergies, clinical nutrition, methyl genetics, and anti-aging medicine. She is the author of the number one international bestseller, Mighty Mito, and the 7-Day Allergy Makeover. Dr. Suzanne is also the host of Wellness for Life on Radio MD and iHeartRadio. She is devoted to sharing health strategies and providing easy to implement tips to improve your life and start feeling better today. On today's show, Dr. Suzanne shares how the secret to radiant energy is in your mitochondria. We discuss why mitochondria are so important for radiant health and skin. She shares specific foods, lifestyle choices, and supplements that improve our mitochondrial health to prevent chronic disease and premature aging. So please enjoy this interview with Dr. Suzanne.
Dr. Suzanne, it's so great to have you on my show.
Oh, I can't tell you. Dr. Trevor, I am so happy to see you. I haven't seen you in ages, and it's so good to just hear your voice and feel your energy. You're awesome. Thanks so much for having me on your show.
Yeah, thanks. So you're back to tell us about your number one international bestseller and what you've learned with this. So congratulations on that. It's called Mighty Mito, right?
Yeah, the book is called The Mighty Mito. And I wrote my experience.
What got you on that track?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the Mighty Mito is basically mitochondria, about your mitochondrial health. And my discovery of the power of mitochondria began 5 years ago. You don't know this story, I don't think, Trevor. I've known you for that long. But anyway, 5 years ago, I really had an accident that totally took me towards another level. You know, often you hear a lot of doctors, why did you start going into this kind of work? Or why did you, you know, want to write a book about this? And it has a lot to do with the experiences that we go through, right? And what ended up happening was I sustained pretty much the most severe injury I've ever experienced in my life. And it was a regular typical work day, and I'm always busy running, you know, going to the office really quickly. And I had to jump into my refrigerator, and I have an upper refrigerator door for the freezer. And I got something out of it, and something fell out of it. Actually, it was an ice pack. It fell down. So I picked it up, you know, and like a good chiropractor, I had real good posture, and I went down like in a squatting position, complete squat. And I picked it up so I can put it back into the refrigerator, and boom, what ended up happening was that refrigerator upper door was open, swung open to the point where my head went straight into it. So basically I created this kind of accordion-like position of my head and neck, and I crunched it really bad. And I had a severe, severe pain, and I saw stars. But the thing that most scared me the most was actually the tingling and numbness and shooting pain down both my arms and my legs. So I knew right away, you know what, I have a traumatic brain injury, a TBI. I definitely had cervical disc and neurological issues going down both arms. And as a doctor, you know, you're thinking, okay, I've got to get this taken care of. And that day I actually even went back to work, and I went to work. I did everything and did what I can during the day. But then soon after, I started seeing doctors and therapists and physical therapy and all these different types of people to help me, because not only did I have the physical injury of the neurological symptoms, but I actually, within weeks, I started having hormonal issues. Now, what ended up happening was a condition called panhypopituitarism. I know you know this, but I'm going to explain a little bit what that means. It basically means my pituitary ended up having a reduction in blood flow. I was squeezing the injury, you know, from the head injury caused such a swelling in my brain. It was squeezing the blood flow out of the pituitary. We weren't getting enough oxygen into the pituitary. And the pituitary is your master gland, pretty much that covers a lot of your hormones, the thyroid, the adrenals, your female hormones and male gonads. And you know, there's so many functions to that pituitary. But what ended up happening within the 4 weeks of that injury, I started having all sorts of terrible hormonal symptoms. My thyroid, I was getting hypothyroid issues. You know, I was always cold. So I had cold intolerance. I had tension, what that means is that, yeah, I had low blood pressure. So when I'd wake up, sit up from a sitting position, I'd literally feel like I have to hold myself and brace myself because my low blood pressure was happening. I was urinating constantly. And that's part of the reason is because my adrenal glands were thrown off from the fact that my pituitary wasn't able to stimulate my adrenal glands properly. Blood sugar issues were off. For the first time, I had inflammatory markers in my body and hemoglobin A1C issues. Now, we talk a lot about what prediabetes is, and hemoglobin A1C is a marker that shows if you're prediabetic. And it was literally showing that. I was like, what? 5.6? I've never had it that high. It was always at 5.1, 5.2. And you know, from that number, 5.6, you probably recommend your patients, listen, we got to work on this, you know? And it wasn't like I changed my diet, Dr. Trevor. I didn't change anything. I just had this terrible injury and the stress from it and the inflammation from it. And I also couldn't even sleep. I had terrible emotional anxiousness. The sleeping was horrible. And of course, when you don't sleep, you don't get rest, right? So all of these things started happening. And the one thing that also that was physically visible now, back then, I didn't want to talk about it. You know, often if I feel like if I'm going to put a lot of focus on and talk about it with people, I'm just going to make things worse, you know, and I don't want to put all that bad energy on me. So I didn't talk about it. But the one thing that you were able to notice at such a short time was that I was losing muscle mass. Losing muscle mass, and, you know, you're in the skin industry and we want all our muscles in our face to be nice and plump. And I was losing muscles in my muscle mass in my face, in my muscles, in my legs. I was so tired all the time. I didn't want to exercise, but also, you know, when you injure yourself in that manner, when you have a head and neck problem, you really want to work gingerly. At least for me, it was that way. So by not moving, that was creating a big problem. And I was losing my muscles in my face. So I started looking more gaunt. My skin was kind of sagging and it just didn't look good. I was aging. I was basically aging rapidly from this whole experience. And I tried everything, you know, like I said, I went to all these different doctors. I even went to shaman, you know, healers and egoscu healers and tried everything. And from all the research I found, the one thing that really got me to another level was addressing my mitochondria, because that was really the root cause of why I was having all these symptoms, why I wasn't able to quickly rejuvenate my body and get rid of these neurological issues. I had inflammation throughout my brain and nervous system. But again, that whole pituitary issue and all my endocrine issues was causing rapid aging process. So finding that the root cause of the mitochondria, whether it was in my brain and my pituitary gland or my thyroid and my adrenals, that was a key to getting me back in shape. And everything that I put into the Mighty Mito book is all that. And that's what I'm here to share with you, is how you can use and get to the root of your issues on learning how to get rid of your mitochondria impairment, how to prevent, you know, mitochondria damage. Number two, how can we get rid of and purge out the bad ones? Because, you know, we're every day constantly have bad mitochondria too. And we need to purge that and get rid of it, and which is called mitophagy. And then number three, how do we protect our mitochondria and produce new ones so that you can live a healthy, longer and a life full of energy and vibrancy and, you know, skin health and physically feeling good. So that's the three P's that I talk about in my book on mitochondrial health. And that's what I'll share with you here today.
Great. Wow. Yeah. I didn't know about that story. And so it's interesting. You made the connection with the mitochondria, and that's what led you to write this book. So let's back up for a moment and let's get basic. Let's talk about mitochondria. What are they specifically? Why are they so important for our health and also for our skin?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in every tissue in your body, we have mitochondria, except the red blood cells, because the red blood cells, it's the only thing it does is carry oxygen. But every cell, your skin, your brain, all of your organs, your muscles, your heart, everything has these mitochondria. And these mitochondria are subcellular organelles that live inside all of these tissues. Like the heart cell has a lot of mitochondria. Your eyes, your retina back there have a lot of mitochondria. Muscles, we need a lot of mitochondria. mitochondria in, because these tissues need a lot of oxygen to optimize the function, right? So the mitochondria literally are these little organelles, and there's a little, you know, side fact that 1.5 million years ago, a little cell, it was called prokaryote, actually joined, and it's really high in energy, and joined into a another cell for protection. And symbiotically, they work better because the cell actually, the microbe got energy from that little prokaryote, which is now called the mitochondria. So there's a symbiotic relationship with the cell being protected. The mitochondria got the protection of a bigger cell, but and now the energy that's produced by the mitochondria gives the cell life and the ability to survive. So these are super important organelles in every one of our cells that make energy. And that energy is called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. ATP is actually the reason why I became healthier, the reason why I got rid of all the inflammation in my body, the reason why I was able to stabilize my blood sugar level better. It really is a power in the mitochondria. That power is in the form, the currency is called ATP, adenosine triphosphate. Now, if your mitochondria doesn't function very well, just in the basic level, what you're going to notice, and I'm sure a lot of us are going through this, and a lot of people out there listening will say, you know what? I'm tired all the time. I'm just feeling like I just don't have that muscle energy as much as I used to. I feel pain and soreness, especially after working in front of a computer. I'm getting weakened. I actually gained weight. My belly, you know, during that time when I was suffering from the injury, my belly was getting bigger, like that whole little muffin top that everyone doesn't want, right? And I was gaining extra fat. And the reason why I know this is because I have a body comp analysis machine that reads your electrical impedance, and it can show you how much fat you've got, how much muscle you have, how much water you have. And sure enough, that percentages was shifting. I was losing muscle, like I said, called sarcopenia, but I was gaining fat percentage. And that was something that I didn't want, because we all know fat is an inflammatory organ and it can cause many other problems in the future for you. So what else can you find? If you have memory loss and you lack motivation, that can be because you're reducing your mitochondria in your brain. If you've got brain fog and depression, that can also be because you've got mitochondrial dysfunction. Maybe your mood is changing and you're feeling really anxious and overwhelmed. You've got headaches and migraines, you know, and then if you actually have trouble healing, you know, you cut yourself on your skin, or let's say your face, and you have an acne, a little pimple, but it's not healing. It keeps on festering and opening and it doesn't heal very well. Well, that might be because the mitochondria in your skin is actually reduced. Your cells may have poorly functioning mitochondria. We can actually have mitochondria that are smaller and not big and happy and robust. And your mitochondria might be reduced in numbers. So what I want to do is I want you to know is that I'm going to teach you how to make them bigger and happier, and how to make sure that you have those, the higher numbers of healthier mitochondria. And if you actually think about all these symptoms that I just talked about, what you might be having, what ends up happening over time is that you're going to find that you're going to have more diseases. Right? Diseases such as Parkinson's disease, multiple sclerosis, heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, autism. I shouldn't say autism as much as, because that's a childhood, but even with kids, when they have autistic issues, often it's because they've been exposed to a lot of toxins that I'm going to talk about in a few minutes, because toxins can create damage to the mitochondria. So what other symptoms that you or conditions you may be having? You might have chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, neurological pain, and neuropathic issues like I ended up having schizophrenia, bipolar disease, in fact, is related to mitochondrial disease, strokes, in fact, liver disease, kidney dysfunctions. All of these diseases are all linked to mitochondrial dysfunction. So you can, you know, what more people are talking about, and you're going to see this more and more out there, is that all diseases are linked to mitochondria. So if you can get healthier, happier mitochondria, you're going to have a much longer life, free of pain, free of these symptoms. You're going to feel a lot more physically active, and you can do more things and be able to, you know, communicate and be with your family and be the best you can be. And of course, be in a state where you're reversing your biological age? Because I love to talk about that.
Yeah.
Let's feel younger, happier, even our, we're getting older, you know? And you're a wonderful testament to that, because look at you. You're vibrant. You've got energy, and you're using all of the things that I'm talking about, I am sure.
Great. Well, let's talk about mitochondrial impairment. What causes it? Because you mentioned environmental toxin exposure, which was probably one of the things. Also, aging is one of the things that impairs. What else impairs mitochondria?
So basically, the impairment of mitochondria, if you want to look at it in the cellular level, it's actually a free radical damage. Free radical damage. So anything that we deal with day to day, whether we breathe it, we eat it, we have it on our body, right? And if it's things that are going to cause damage to our tissues, our body, our cells, our organs, and the functionality, what you're doing is you're actually impairing the mitochondria. And that's through free radical damage, or it's another name is called a cell danger response. Cell danger response is the situation that our cells go through when we've got free radicals. So what causes free radical damage? Anything that's in the air that can be polluting your oxygen level. Polluting, what I mean by that is, I live in LA, we've got pollution. There's nothing like Los Angeles pollution. But anywhere, when it comes to pollutants, mold in the environment can be very, very highly reactive and cause damage to your lung tissue, your brain mitochondria. Chemical fumes. People don't realize sitting in front, in back of a truck or a bus, and you don't push that little button that recirculates the air in your car. Well, all you're doing is sucking that air in. And a lot of my patients go, you know what? I feel great in the morning, but when I get to my office, I've got a headache and I'm not feeling great at all. My energy's low, and sometimes you even have a cough and all these kind of little instinctual, reflexive cough. And not that you're sick, but it's because you've been sucking down those toxic fumes. I talked about not just the fumes that are in fact in your car from the pollution outside, but how about inside the home? I can't tell you enough. In my 7-day algae makeover book, I literally talk about, I have a whole chapter on the air inside your home, your environment. If you've got, let's say this is what just happened recently. I literally created a brand new kitchen. I have a brand new kitchen, and for the longest time, I didn't do it because there weren't any formaldehyde-free wood for the cabinets, right? But I finally found, a company that did formaldehyde-free, VOC-free cabinets, and I did it. And sure enough, even though they told me this is VOC-free, it still had outgassing of fumes. And I couldn't even live in my own house. I had to go and stay somewhere else for weeks just because I couldn't live in the environment. So other things that cause from, the environment, smoking, we all know that. We all know pesticides. Well, let's go into things that we eat. That was something that you breathe in. Things that we eat, such as pesticide foods, fertilizer, high in fertilizer foods, GMO foods, alcohol. Alcohol is actually a very highly reactive toxin for the mitochondria, not only for the liver, but the rest of your body and brain. We all, talk about how alcohol can cause a lot of damage, but it's really in the mitochondria. And the reason why you have that hangover after having a couple of drinks the next day is because of the byproducts of alcohol, which ends up being aldehyde, acetaldehyde. But the byproduct plus alcohol is destroying the mitochondria in your body, including in your liver. Besides what we eat and what we drink, there's other ways that we get free radical damage. Number one, if you overeat, I know we're talking about food, but if you overeat, that causes free radical damage. And people don't understand the amount of, we eat a lot of food in America. Everything is supersized, right? It's like, I'm always shocked how much food, as in like volume we eat. And the volume of food, you got to understand, is that our body doesn't have the capabilities of digesting that much volume of food. And the big drinks and the big portions of pasta and the big 12-ounce steaks that, a lot of people eat. And the reason we end up having damage our mitochondria that way is because you end up having a digestive problem. You can't digest at all. That causes inflammation in your gut. on top of inflammation in the gut, you're feeding bugs down lower in the gut, and such as candida and bacteria causing bacterial overgrowth. And when you have that, what ends up happening is you just have toxins, more toxins in your gut, not just from undigested food, but from the bugs. When the bugs grow, they poop more, of course, they excrete more toxins, and a lot of people get really gassy. Do you get a lot of complaints from your patients about gas? You know, I know my patients, they are always, you know, when they come in, that's one of the things that embarrass them, but they are, how do I get rid of it? Well, it's number one, again, it has to do with overeating. And when there's too much gas, there's one type of gas called hydrogen sulfide gas, and it's the odorous one. That is actually a mitochondrial poison. So when you have more gas, that gas gets into your bloodstream and it goes into your brain and the rest of your body, and it's poison to your mitochondria. That's part of the reason why when you get gassy and bloated, you don't feel good. You're tired all the time. You're more irritable. You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
They get irritable. Other ways that people impair their mitochondria is through overexercising. Overexercising, you know, running for a full hour at a time, or you're hiking for 3 hours, or cycling that 50-mile cycle, you know, once a week during the weekend, that can also cause damage. What else? Low oxygen, not able to breathe enough oxygen because we are shallow breathers. Shallow breathing is more like, you know, up here in the chest rather than using your girth, using your diaphragm, using and sucking in that oxygen where you have the maximum amount of oxygenation. And poor breathing technique, you know, 90% of oxygen, just to let you know, that we breathe in, 90% actually goes to the mitochondria. And that's because our mitochondria need oxygen to produce ATP. It uses oxygen and the food that we eat, combining it together, and the energy is broken down. And what you get is ATP, which is a chemical energy. So super important. Of course, UV light, that's another exposure. All of these things damage our body, causes free radical damage, and then, of course, causes mitochondrial damage. So it's important that we address all of that. In my 7-day allergy makeover book, I talk all about that, about the foods that you're exposed to, toxins that you're exposed to, that you can one by one minimize. It doesn't have to, you don't have to do all of it, but let's start, you know, at the easiest, of course, is what you put into your body and what you eat.
Okay, great. So in addition to reducing our toxins in our air and our food, and also moderate exercise and breathing, what are some other things we can do to help our mitochondria?
Well, I said something about the overexercise, right? I did say that, but I'll tell you, to actually cull or get rid of the bad mitochondria, sometimes the mitochondria are just not functioning very well. They're half the percentage of what they should be doing. And for us to get happy and robust and really optimal functioning ones, you've got to actually get rid of the bad ones. And to get rid of the bad ones, the fastest way to get rid of it is through I don't mean overexercising. I don't mean stretching. I mean what I call burst to boost exercise. It's a high intensity, HIIT, high intensity and interval training is the best way to get rid of the bad and cull them, meaning it, you're just getting rid of the bad ones. And it's called mitofission, meaning it cuts off all the bad little parts. And then two good ones can fuse together and make a good one. That's called mitofusion. And by doing this, culling, it's called mitophagy. That is the way we're going to increase your ability to have stronger ones. Now, what is high intensity interval training or burst to boost? My burst to boost, I say that you don't need to work out but much more than 20 minutes, 2 to 3 times a week. And the 20 minutes, within that 20 minutes, it's super important that you understand you've got to push yourself to a really strong, moderate to intense level. And when I look at that, I actually use a your heart rate monitor. I use a heart rate monitor to see how hard can I function, because I actually know my max. My max is actually higher than an average 54-year-old. So I can push my body pretty hard. And, but someone who's a, you know, a sedentary person right now, you don't have to do that. You just got to push it to the point where you can start to feel you're huffing and puffing and you start to feel that you're sweating. And the whole idea is you do 1 minute on, meaning you're doing 1 minute of hard exercise, and it doesn't matter what kind of exercise it is. You want to use the ones that have bigger muscles, you know, exercise that really recruit the big muscles like your core, stomach, your buttock muscles, your quadriceps. My are running on a treadmill on a really steep incline, the highest it can be. I run on that, and then I rest for 1 minute, and that's the whole idea. You walk, you run for 1 minute, or you can walk, or you can hike, or you can do push-ups or run upstairs. It doesn't matter which one. Again, it's got to be enough that you enjoy it, do something you love, and then 1 minute off. And by doing that 1 minute on and 1 minute off, that's 2 minutes, right? And you only need to do that all together 10 times maximum. When you're a beginner, you could start up with only doing it 4 times because that may be all you can handle. But what you're doing is you're slowly building and strengthening your mitochondria. And you should only do this every two to three days. So you do it 2 or 3 times, which means it's under, it could be 1 hour under every week. Now, this doesn't mean that when you only do this kind of exercise, you're going to be some skinny mini, and that's the only type of workout you should be doing. I don't believe that. I believe that that's the way you strengthen and build your mitochondria, to optimize your mitochondria so it could help you with the rest of your function in all of your organs. But we all need to stretch more, right? We all need to have whole body movements. So like right now, I'm standing up and talking to you. It's not like I'm sitting, you know, I'm standing up because I like to use my body and make sure that I can increase my metabolism during a good interview like this. But there's other things that you can do. Right now, what I love whole body is aerial yoga. Have you ever seen aerial yoga at all?
Trip?
Yeah. It's I have a rig in my house, and it's like a trapeze rig, and I hook up these bands of like a hammock that is really stretchy, and I use it and I hang from it because it helps me with doing yoga in the air. I'm doing it in the air, and I love the feeling of being suspended in the air and doing my yoga moves. And I'll tell you the reason why I got this is because I want to go inverted. And when I invert, it's the way I can get blood flow to my brain the fastest. You know, sure, I can do it, you know, when we sleep and we're laying down, right? When we sleep and lay down, we can get a lot of blood flow. But I'm telling you, for me, the fastest way to distend my neck, remember I had a crunching action on my head and neck, the best way for me was to go inverted. And I don't want to do it where I'm, you know, like doing a handstand, or I should say not handstand, but a headstand, putting more pressure. Right? People talk about inversion of going upside down, being on the head, and didn't want to do that. So this is my way of going upside down and getting so much blood flow. I absolutely love it. I absolutely love going upside down. Inversion therapy was a biggie for me. And I did it, in fact, this morning before I do it in the morning so I could start my day feeling much better.
Great for your skin too.
Yes. Oh my gosh. You know, it might be one of the reasons why my skin is still so, you know, happy and healthy, because I do inversion therapy. Blood goes through your skin. Blood goes to your brain, every aspect. And you feel good. When you've got more blood, you feel more energy. That's basically it. And you, at least for me, I'm ready to go in the morning. I also do it when I come back home from work, because after a full day of work and tension, I want to release it. So it's really, really funny. I'm going to show it to you sometime.
I can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
So tell us what else we can do to help make our mitochondria happy and robust.
Oh, gosh. For me, it's all about wanting to prevent disease and aging, right? Prevent and aging. So in my book, I actually talk about the 5 different ways. There's 5 steps that I've created. And I can go through each one, but I'm only going to go into a couple of things because I know, you know, we don't have all the time in the world to talk about it. But I'll give you the 5 steps quickly, and then we can talk about a couple of them that I really feel you really need to emphasize. Number one, you just really need to eliminate the obvious. We talked about a lot about the environment and the food and the chemicals that you're exposed to, fried foods, very trans fats, rancid fats, super high in free radical damage. So you got to work on that. Sulfites, things like that, food coloring, you got to get rid of. Number two, the second step that I talk about is that you need to remove the seven types of foods that trigger inflammation and mitochondrial stress. Now, for your audience, I actually gave you, I'm giving you the list of seven foods. And I know that you're going to be giving out a link. Thank you so much for doing that. And that link, I'm giving you actually a mini little report on the Mighty Mito. It's only 14 pages. It's not like my book. I should say there's some things in my book. It's just a summary of my book. And but that gives you a lot of good info, things that we went through today. But also the seven foods that I'm talking about are, there's a whole list of do eat these foods and don't eat these foods. And I go through the seven foods, what not to eat, such as dairy, gluten, sugar, of course, alcohol, beans, vegetables, and fruits. There's specific beans, vegetables, and fruits I ask people not to ingest, because those fruits and vegetables and beans will cause inflammation and gas, bloating in the gut. So in the first 6 weeks, you want to just try to minimize that, because a lot of us walk around with yeast in our gut and as well as small intestine bacterial overgrowth, which is a SIBO that a lot of people talk about, and dysbiosis basically. So if you use that list just for 6 weeks and you cut down some of the foods I tell you to eat, and then there's a huge list of foods that I tell you to eat and don't eat and tell you to eat, you're going to find that you're going to start really feeling better, and you're going to reduce all that free radical damage and all that. So number three of that five things that I talk about eating natural, colorful, organic foods. And the reason why it keeps healthier and happier, I call it NCOs, it's because of the antioxidants. Remember I talked about the free radical damage is what you've got to prevent, right? To prevent the mitochondrial impairment. Well, how do we prevent that? Is through antioxidants. Antioxidants are just these nutrients that we can get in food and supplementation that will quench that fire, that will prevent the damage and the free radicals from wreaking havoc to our cells and our mitochondrial membrane and our DNA. DNA is really, really sensitive. So that's how we're going to prevent damage and premature aging. And then number four, I talk about is all about supplementation and how I believe supplements is one of the biggest key. And that's the one thing that I'm going to talk to you about right now. The fifth, before I forget, go into the supplements, is the fifth is actually I created an oxygenating pudding. And that's all in my book, How to Make This Oxygenating Pudding. And like I said about, you know, when I had damage, it was all about the blood flow, the lack of blood flow to my brain. And that means lack of oxygen. If you don't have blood going to your brain or other parts of your body, you lack oxygen, then you're going to deplete your mitochondria, of course, and you're going to get tissue damage. So the oxygenating pudding was something I created after loads of figuring out how do I get more oxygen to my brain, but from certain types of foods, and how do I oxygenate it? And that's one thing that I put in my book. And I hope everyone tries it. It's really a lot of good fun and tasty. But the seven reasons, the thing that about supplements that I'd like to get into, I mean, this is a area that people, there's a lot of schools of thought, a lot of doctors say, you know what, you can get all your food, you can get all your nutrients, all your vitamins and minerals in food. And yes, you can, but I don't think you can get optimal levels. Now, I want to ask you, Trevor, how much vitamin C do you have per day in milligrams? How much do you think you have? Or do you? I mean, I don't know if you have supplements.
In my diet or in supplements?
In supplements. I mean, how much do you think you get in supplements if you do eat it?
Probably a few thousand milligrams a day.
Okay, so a few is like three. That's what I do. I am the same way. A few thousand milligrams, right? So I did some research on how much does 1,000 milligrams, what do I have to eat to get that? And guess what? 11 cups of fruits and vegetables. 11, just 1,000. That means that if you want 3,000, Dr. Trevor, you need to have 33 cups of fruits and vegetables per day. Now, you're going to do that? Man, we're both going to be just basically big, bloated, and really gassy if we do that. You know what I'm saying? It's impossible to get that kind of level. And I know the reason why you want to have that kind of amount of vitamin C, because it's really important for protein synthesis, really important for skin health, really important for your adrenal glands. I mean, right? All of these reasons why we want to take good levels. So super important that we need to take supplements. So what I want to share with you, why the seven reasons we need to take supplements. Number one, we don't eat a good enough diet. Like I said, we don't eat enough good, healthy foods, and the quantity of foods, we just can't manage to get the right optimal levels of foods. Plus, we eat sometimes foods that might be what's called anti-nutrients. Anti-nutrients such as oxalates. Oxalic acid is very high in dark green vegetables. We want dark greens, but those oxalates can, it's considered an antioxidant because it actually prevents you from absorbing other healthier minerals and nutrients into the body. So that's part of the reason why you want to take some supplements. Number two, we've had soil depletion. This is a really well known. Our soil is depleted of the optimal levels of minerals, which is what we need when we take in the healthy foods. Even if it's, let's say, organic, if it's a soil depleted organic form, then obviously that's not going to be as good for you because you're not going to absorb as much nutrients each time you eat. And then we got to talk about a lot of times people go into this low calorie diet, not a carbohydrate, it's just low calorie diet. And when you eat lower calories, then you definitely need to supplement. You might be doing that so that you can lose weight and whatnot. We have a lot of toxins in our food, pesticides, chemicals in our environment, things that we put on our skin. If you have toxins going into your body, you need the vitamins and nutrients to actually help and detoxify. To detox, it takes nutrients. And in fact, the detoxification pathways in your body, it's all through the mitochondria. So that's part of the reason why you need to have supplements. You want to take more supplements. The nutrient absorption, as we age, we don't absorb nutrients as well. In fact, when we think about a lot of, like, for instance, protein, as we age from 20 to 80, 40% of that level of protein we can't digest. Same thing. If we can't digest our foods, then how are we going to extract those nutrients out of that food? So super important that we take a supplement to replenish as we're getting older. Now, if you're exercising really hard, you sweat it out. If you're pregnant, you need more nutrients. And everyone knows when you're pregnant, you have to take a multivitamin of prenatal. If you get injured and you get hurt, then to heal those tissues, you need more nutrients. If you've had surgery and you got a bad cold or you're really chronically ill, you need more nutrients. So that's the reason why you want to take supplements. And then I'd say the last would be the meats, the grain-fed meats that we eat. Grain-fed is really, really low in nutrients and healthy vitamins. And it's important that when they're grain-fed, then you got more to process. And that means more mitochondrial dysfunction. So you need more nutrients. So those are the reasons why we need supplements. So that's, that one, I told you there's five things that you can do to improve your body or improve your mitochondria. Well, one of them is supplementation. And that's what I want to share, is that supplements are super important. So I'll tell you about five. In my book, I go into 20 mitochondrial enhancing nutrients, but I'll give you five here today so that you can get some real good information. Well, multivitamin for sure. Often I actually tell my patients, let's go out and get a prenatal. Don't stop taking it if you're pregnant and it's during your, nursing. Go into it even if you're not doing any of that, because prenatals at least give you the basics of nutrients, all nutrients, vitamins, vital nutrients, orthomolecular nutrients, which that means the things that our cells need. Otherwise, we deteriorate. So orthomolecular nutrients and minerals. You need that double combination. Number two, I love glutathione. Glutathione is a tripeptide, glutamate, glycine, and cysteine. And glutathione is actually super important for your mitochondria to be optimal. In fact, it's the master antioxidant that's necessary to keep that mitochondria healthy. We all talk about glutathione. Why is it important? It's to heal the mitochondria and to prevent the damage, especially in the mitochondrial membrane and the mitochondrial DNA, like we talked about. So I love taking a lot of glutathione. There's different kinds of glutathione out there. And the one that I take, Trevor, is the one that you put under the tongue so that it absorbs sublingually. And I take anywhere, and I recommend, depending on who you are and what kind of chronic condition you have, I recommend anywhere from 200 milligrams to 500. And I don't know if you do this, but do you do any kind of glutathione injections in your office?
I don't personally, but I will recommend them to people because that's a great way to absorb glutathione because it's not that easy to absorb it through a supplement.
That's absolutely true. It does not go through as much through the gut. So that's why finding one that where you can absorb it through the mouth and it's like liposomal. You will read it saying liposomal glutathione, and you put it under the mouth, and that will be the best way. I find that it works really well, and it makes a big difference. Another nutrient that I love, and I've been taking it for over 30 years, is L-carnitine. L-carnitine, it is a nutrient. It's not considered an essential or orthomolecular nutrient because our kidneys and other cells, muscles can actually make it. But I find that we don't have enough. And I found this out when I did a genetic testing through 23andMe. And I do a lot of methyl genetic analysis with my patients now. And that's like half of my practice is in methylation now. But anyway, I found out that I actually have two genes, genetic genes, that prevent the carnitine in my body to work as well going into the mitochondria. And it totally makes sense why I love this nutrient for myself, because I can feel the difference. What L-carnitine will do is it shuttles your fat into the mitochondria better and faster. And if you don't have that fat in the mitochondria, your mitochondria also actually doesn't have the best ability to process glucose. You get more energy, more ATP from fat metabolism. And of course, don't we all want to lose the fat, right? So we got to realize the only way to do that is through getting L-carnitine into your body. And you can get L-carnitine if you eat red meats, but I like to take it in supplement source. And I personally take high levels. I can take anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 a day, but everyone is different. Everyone's different. So talk to your doctor and get some. And most of the L-carnitines are like 500 milligrams capsules. So you can take 1 to 2 capsules and see how you feel. And people who've already discovered about these mitochondrial, or I should say your genetic issues like I have, then you definitely want to take more. You know, I want to talk about just briefly about how cholesterol, you know, how we have a lot of problems with cholesterol in the America and the world. And a lot of people are taking statins for it. But did you know that cholesterol actually is converted into all the steroid hormones that we need, right? In the, in our ovaries and our testes for testosterone, estrogens and DHEA and all that. But also it also is really important for the cholesterol to make cortisol as well as aldosterone, which is a corticosteroid, a steroid that helps with water metabolism. But the cholesterol actually is done, that whole conversion of cholesterol into those hormones is done in the mitochondria. And if you don't have the ability to shuttle those fats into the mitochondria, then that's where the cholesterol ends up going up in your bloodstream. This is a really important factor people don't understand. So important thing is to get healthy mitochondria. Make sure you become a fat burner, right? And carnitine is one way of doing that. And if you are someone who do take statins right now, then super important that you take CoQ10, which is my next supplement that I want to talk about, because CoQ10, when you take statins, will deplete rapidly, and you can get a condition of myopathies that where you cannot even walk and you can't even use your muscles, and you get heart problems because heart disease, in fact, because of the statins. So be careful. Talk to your doctors about that. So my next supplement that I love is CoQ10. CoQ10 is a super antioxidant, and it's a very important nutrient needed by the mitochondria. Like I said, that if you take statins, you deplete the CoQ10. But what's going on with that is that because you don't have CoQ10, your mitochondria dies. So it's super important that you have CoQ10. I love a formula called MitoQ. I don't know if you've ever tried that, Dr. Trevor, but it's the type of CoQ10 to take. And you only need 10 to 20 milligrams of MitoQ CoQ10. But if you don't have MitoQ and you just get CoQ10, the regular ones, you're going to need at least 100 milligrams to 200 milligrams per day. And I like to separate it out so that you can have it throughout the day, getting the right amount of CoQ10. And then what's next I love is essential amino acids. Essential amino acids was key for me to reverse my sarcopenia. Remember when I was aging and my skin was really losing the collagen and muscle mass? I was losing my muscle mass in my body, throughout my body. The thing that saved me was not only through all the things that I did through I taught you today about how to build your mitochondria, but it was essential amino acids. I use a formula called Super 8 Aminos, and these are the 8 essential amino acids that you need to build muscle, to build collagen, to stimulate your neurotransmitter function, for thyroid function, for enzyme production, for your digestion. These amino acids were key for my recovery. You know, everything that came back, everything, all the nerve issues went away, pain, everything went away. The only thing that didn't come back, Dr. Trevor, was my period, my cycle. I lost my cycle within 4 weeks of that injury. And I think it was because, you know, I was 48. I was going through perimenopause, but it was that one thing that just, you know, went over the edge. And it's the only thing I could tell you right now that, but I don't miss it. I don't miss not having, but you know what? It's the one thing that also tells you that you're in the aging process. I do use a lot of all natural nutrients. I choose for myself, I choose not to use the bioidenticals. That's a conscious choice of mine. And I use all other formulas and herbs to help my hormones. But other than that, these are the nutrients that I took and it's helped me and really built my body back up. And I'm so happy that I get to share with you, you know, this information, because if everyone understands it's your mitochondria that you really want to stimulate and strengthen and build, that's when you're going to live the longest, happiest, and feel the best you can be. And of course, reverse your age.
Wow, that's great. Well, thank you so much for all the information today, Dr. Suzanne. It's really, really helpful information. And thanks for sharing all the specifics on supplements and diet and toxin exposures. You covered a lot of information. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Trevor. I hope everyone will start, you know, building your mitochondria today, your mighty mitos. And I gave you the link so that you can take a look at those do's and don'ts, my ultimate wellness food checklist with all the foods, what to eat, what not to eat. That's going to really help you feel better. And then I've got the 14-page report that also helps you on the Mighty Mitos. And then, you know, when you opt in for that, hold on, because what you're going to do is you're going to get a video right after. You're going to get a video so that you can actually get 2 more free gifts from me. And that's if you go ahead and order the book through Amazon. And it's a Kindle book, so it doesn't cost right now. It's on a really doesn't cost much. So you're going to find that you're going to be able to get it. And you'll get 2 other free gifts if you do it that way, because I give you the BBT, my body balancing technique, which is a 5-minute or under technique that you can tap your body so that you can get really a whole load of energy and brain power. And then you're going to get my 10 ways to power up your mighty mitos. So you'll get a lot more other stuff.
Great. We'll have all the links to that on my website. So thank you for that.
Sure. Absolutely. Thanks so much for letting me serve your amazing wellness audience. Appreciate it so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed this interview today with Dr. Suzanne Bennett. To learn more about Dr. Suzanne, her new book, and the bundle gift that she mentioned, you can visit my website, thespadoctor.com. Go to the podcast page with her interview, and you'll find all the information and links there. And while you're there, I encourage you to join the Spa Doctor community on my website or subscribe to the podcast on iTunes so you don't miss any of our upcoming shows. And if you haven't done so already, I highly recommend you get your own customized skin profile at theskinquiz.com. It's free, and based upon the answers to just a few questions, you'll get your own customized skin report. It's theskinquiz.com. Also, don't miss out on the latest tips on glowing skin and vibrant health. Join me on social media on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter, and join the conversation. And I'll see you next time.